Welcome to Two Bards, One Mic. Insert interesting music here.
I swear we're actually going to get music one of these days.
Nah.
67.
6-7.
Oh, thank something.
Heaven.
Really?
I don't know.
Maybe. I don't. If there's a heaven, it has nothing to do with this podcast.
No.
Very, very nothing.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, we are video casting again. Bardcasting live.
Bardcasting live.
For the first time in 2 months.
Since episode 61.
61
was the last.
And we've skipped episodes
because we
skipped the episode when I was in Gen Con.
Yep.
And yeah, so wow.
And a travel to Labor Day.
Labor Day, yep.
There may have been one other one earlier
so,
in there. So yeah,
hello. It's been... Our ugly mugs are back and ready for you.
And older.
Yep. And we've got watching us currently, we've got. Let's see, Laura Adams, Paula Moran, Seth Davis is out there, and a surprise, Dawn Early. Oh, I can hear myself. What's going on there?
Don't know.
Oh, well, anyway. I bet you have the, live Bardcast up on a, internet tab. Yeah, like that guy. Yep, that's what it is. So not only are we live, we're Inception live. We can hear ourselves talking 20 or 30 seconds behind.
Okay, this just came up on a Facebook feed. I just got to say, Sci-Fi Z Nation premiere piracy levels skyrocketed. A little-known new zombie series from cable network Sci-Fi came out of nowhere Friday to emerge as a big global piracy draw over the weekend, according to new data from piracy tracking firm... Excipio.
See, I would have
Variety.com.
Wouldn't you have gone with something a little bit better? Like if you're a piracy tracking firm, like something a little more British.
Oh yeah,
and I mean,
or at least Excipico or something.
Something
I mean,
like that.
You know,
Excipio sounds like a 1950s digestive. Oh, don't forget to take your Excipio.
Please, pass the Excipio. I've had too much pizza.
Plop, plop.
Oh, Excipio.
Excipio. So, let's talk a little bit about your week, because you just closed out...
Middletown.
Oh, you're drinking on the podcast
again. I am.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
I'm just trying to get a good burp worked up. See if I can spike. So we just finished a 4-week run of a little play called Middletown.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to give shouts out to Tom Brophy.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Oh, why am I blocking? Kevin Pittman and his lovely wife, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
The Tiffany Pike Schmidt and the Brian Lewis.
Mm.
The Christian Doyle and the Maggie Loftquist,
mm-hmm.
who all came to see the show.
Nice. Very
nice. And a hearty thank you to Andy Doporowski and Bo Pritchard, who were going to come, but Andy had a meeting scheduled and Bo got sick.
Oh, then I'm really glad I didn't go.
Yeah.
Because we would have been in the car together. Yeah, no.
No, Bo would have gone sick. Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah. I did not have a meeting. I did not schedule a meeting. A meeting got scheduled over me.
Right.
So, unfortunately, because I really wanted to go, Aaron wanted to go too. But yeah, it was a hiring meeting, which we have to do because we're understaffed so much. And so I had to stay way too late.
Yeah.
Which sucked.
But it was a great run. And we had a really, really awesome audience on Friday, which was the night that Christian, Maggie, Tiffany, and Brian came, and it was really good. We went out. We all feel pretty good. We're all pretty depressed today because it was a really good cast, and really great people. I mean, sometimes you get good casts, and it's just like you can't wait to be done,
right?
Because people are people. But we Yeah, it's going to be a harder one to get over. The nice thing is, though, I'm keeping up my... I played the cop in Middletown, and I've just been asked to play the sheriff in To Kill a Mockingbird. So I will keep up my...
I hear Harper Lewis can't lose.
Municipality ways. Harper Lewis... Never mind. And it's great because the director of Middletown, who was Brick to my Gooper in Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, is going to be playing Atticus Finch.
That's awesome.
And so we'll actually have scenes together, which is great. And the sheriff is, it's a good role.
Yeah, no, totally.
I got done reading it and I was like, I wouldn't mind playing the asshole father who's, he's got some great stuff. He's
really? You don't think you could have done Robinson?
Just kidding. Robinson.
Isn't that his name? The black guy that's on trial?
Oh,
yeah,
I think it's Robinson. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I was about to make a joke about taking a brick to my Gooper, but don't worry about it. So. No, that's awesome. And when is that? Do you know when that's opening?
That will be this slot next year.
Oh, okay. So
that's going to be August, September 2015.
Cool. I will make that one.
And maybe Laughter on the 23rd Floor with Christian this February-ish.
So we got a new live viewer who popped up, and he says, congratulations on the show, and it is Connor the Marks.
Oh, hey, Connor the Marks. How you doing, buddy? Congratulations on being on a pirated show.
Yeah. Oh,
or if I can say that.
I don't know.
I don't either.
Well, we're live. It's fucked. It's out there. It's
So if I blew your wad, Connor, sorry.
Sorry, buddy. But yeah, like it's very, very exciting that Z Nation is getting the kind of buzz it's getting.
Yeah.
Especially since sci-fi has been mostly irrelevant except for as a joke for the past 5-6 years. It's really cool to see. I mean, because people are pouring a lot of love into the show.
They are.
So it's really good to see.
And I just like the fact that came through on the Facebook, so it's not I mean, it's one thing when it's in our own backyard.
Right.
And you got Lisa Coronado and Russell Hoskinson on there, and you're like, hey, look, local people, and someone who I may or may not have blown their wad on. You know, it's like, that's really awesome, but is that just because it's happening here? And is everyone just excited
but then
because
you see it's local? That, no,
and then it's
not.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, worldwide piracy, awesome.
it's a watermark,
Variety.
Man.
Variety.com.
That is a high watermark.
And I talked with someone, Aragano. Those in the know will know who I'm talking about. TB. And he said that the deal is SYFY is going back to SCIFY.
Ah, thank fucking.
They're totally rebranding.
Oh,
and
yes.
And they're rebranding on Z Nation. A new Battlestar Galactica-ish type space show that they're putting a lot of money into, and a third lower tier. So as long as the viewership of Z Nation beats the Republican National Convention viewership, they'll probably get picked up for season two. They have they think they'll be on for three pretty easily, and they've got a 5-season plan so far.
Yeah.
So this could be a decent thing, and I sent in 2 auditions for the final episode of the season.
Fingers crossed.
We'll see if I have to drive 5 hours to
Darn.
Do a 90-second. No. 5 hours to do the 90-second callback to drive 5 hours back here, and then hope I get.
Well, I'll go. We'll get some brewchies.
Okay.
All right. Sounds great. Fun. I wouldn't mind doing the trip anyway.
Can you do that on Tuesday?
No,
because I would love company.
Yeah, let me see what I can do. What I can do. So, and Connor says, "Yoku,
good."
And we've got a viewer from Brazil, Vivian. Hello,
hello, Vivian.
That is, well, DG tweeted us. So Don tweeted us because of the thing we're going to be talking about soon.
Oh,
so I think we're getting a bunch of new viewerships. Yeah,
yeah.
I wish I could say hi in Portuguese.
If I'd known that, I would have dressed up for the occasion.
I don't know. I thought you were fancy.
No, well, thanks.
Y'all so fancy.
I did put a shirt on.
You did, barely. That's most of a shirt.
Yeah.
Is that your rice shirt? Because it is a wife beater, right?
It
Do you have to roll it up to be a fiance?
This is what I was wearing underneath the Seahawks jersey today. And I don't want to talk about it. Go Hawks.
Yeah. No, you can talk about that. It's the Falcons that have an issue. Isn't it?
Ravens. Very close. There's an awful lot of birds in the NFL.
That's too bad.
Eagles, Falcons, Seahawks, Ravens, Seahawks, Cardinals.
That's not baseball? Or that is also baseball?
That is also baseball.
Jesus Christ, really?
It used to be the St. Louis Cardinals and the St. Louis Rams.
Okay.
Then it was the St. Louis Cardinals, and I think the St. Louis Cardinals, mm-hmm. and then the Cardinals moved to Arizona, the L.A. Rams moved to St. Louis.
It's like the beginning of basketball.
Yes, it's almost as bad as
the Houston
Brooklyn
Oilers
Dodgers
moved to Tennessee
going,
where there is no oil. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then they became the Titans, right?
Mm-hmm. And the Cleveland Browns got traded or got moved. They became the Ravens.
They became the Nicole Browns.
Yes.
Right.
And then they retained the rights to the name,
mm.
I think like Seattle did with the Supersonics. So if we get another team, they'll still be the Supersonics. But Cleveland, when that team left, there was such a huge fervor and outcry. And so they got one of the expansion teams and kept the Browns.
Gotcha.
Which has always had a soft spot in my heart.
You know, until right now,
mm-hmm.
Literally right now, I did not get that Cleveland Browns' name on the Cleveland show and Family Guy was that joke. Until just right now.
There you go.
Oh.
Do it again.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. So what were we talking about? I got football brain now. I don't have football
brain.
Yeah. Anyway, so one of the secret things that...
Vivian from Brazil.
Brazil, yeah. There you go.
And Don retweeting us.
Yeah.
And I didn't know.
Yeah. So, well, Don's a sneaky tweeter.
I would have worn my tuxedo TikTok.
Yeah, he's a sneaky tweeter, man.
He is.
It's like...
I always said that about him. Even back in 2004, he was a sneaky tweeter.
Before there was Twitter, he was a sneaky tweeter.
It was a different tweeting.
I gotcha. There's no cabbage anymore for Don.
No,
Don. Sorry, buddy.
No.
My week was mostly work. Lot of work at the Zon.
Day work?
Okay, day work.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Work. Well, I had another thing I was doing outside that we'll get to in a bit, but I was getting 30 minutes, an hour a night to do that. Which if you've ever sat down with editing, you know that an hour of editing is no hours.
Right.
Because you can't get into the groove to actually get anything done. So yeah, it was 10, 11 hour days plus the commute plus, you know, all the stuff you have to do when you get home.
Mm-hmm.
So that sucked. I had an interesting Saturday, because it was very sad. It was very the raccoon arc in Calvin and Hobbes. Erin found a mouse. She poured some water out for our chickens, and a mouse came running out and then didn't really run back or run away. It started kind of seizing because it had been poisoned.
Oh.
Had like kind of like purple blotching on its feet and stuff like that. And so it was dying, right? This little mouse was just having not a good time. So she tried to keep it as comfortable as possible, and then we euthanized it with... By the way, if you ever have to euthanize a rodent, amazing trick. Get a tall Tupperware, fill the bottom with baking soda, put bedding in it, and then put the rodent in and dump in vinegar. Let it stay open for a bit and then seal it off. And they go very quickly. Because the CO2 builds up and they just... So...
Oh,
it was not fun to watch.
Just gonna take, you know, like garden shears or something. And...
No. I don't have garden shears, man.
Oh,
no. There are a couple of ways to do it, but this was definitely like the most peaceful.
Yeah.
Out of all of them, plus, I mean, it was euthanizing a rodent as well as having someone there who was not having a good time of it. As you know, so it's
right.
Like garden shears would have not been a good.
No,
option.
No. So I just thought that you were gonna.
Oh,
come
right.
out with it. Here's an easy way to just lop it.
That is an easy way.
Yeah.
That's an easy way.
Now, did you use the Bing machine to find that out?
I did. I used the Bing machine. Yes, indeed.
Sweet.
I binged it.
You binged it.
We are not sponsored by Bing in any way.
No.
But if you guys want to.
We would love it if you did.
Bing, if you're listening.
Vivian in Brazil.
Vivian
in Brazil.
If you know Bing.
Get on that, please.
Could we be any more broke? See, that's a Chandler Bing reference. I don't know how this works.
I can beat you
with oranges or a belt. That's a different kind of Bing reference.
Two or three more months, I will be broker than I am now.
True.
Yeah.
True. Well, we should find you a job.
We should.
See what we can do.
Yeah.
Bing, if you're hiring.
Sponsor us.
Sponsor us, please. That would be great. So I'll go ahead and talk about what I was going to talk, or what I actually did this week.
Okay. You mean fun?
No.
No, for work.
For second work. It's like the Hobbits have second breakfast, I have second jobs.
Oh, okay. Sure.
So my secondary piece of work this week was, and continues to be, working on the Kickstarter video for Tuesday's launch of Demon Hunters, a comedy of terrors. Woo! It's a relaunching of the Demon Hunters RPG, and you guys should definitely get on it. This thing is fun. We've played, we kind of played a version of this at BerserkCon.
Yes,
Cam Banks. Yep. Cam Banks ran us through it. Very similar sort of play style, as far as I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know a lot about the actual mechanics yet, aside from what little teeny tiny bits I've heard about. But yeah, the Kickstarter video is in the very, very last stages of being done. We are planning on launching on the 16th, along with Humans and Households, which will be the first episode of the 3-episode arc, will be launched on YouTube on the 16th.
Oh, nice.
So we've got a bunch of new stuff coming out. Tuesday's a big day. So tell your bosses, fuck you, I don't want this meeting. Have a seat. Open up YouTube. Enjoy.
And I think Don may be able to comment on this, but I believe in some of my early diggings around, Cam Banks is responsible for some of the retooling of...
I don't know how much we can talk about. That's why I've been keeping it quiet.
Which was why I was saying that if Don's still watching, he can chime in.
But and then also, remember, if you're a Demon Hunters fan, you don't have
to... And who isn't?
Dude, you have no idea how much I'm getting into this thing all of a sudden. I didn't even know. This is my own... I didn't know that whole blood, death, and vengeance thing was from Demon Hunters. So when Tom said it in Humans and Households, I didn't get the joke. Now I get the joke, and it's hilarious. So, but you should definitely get into Demon Hunters. You should definitely go read the webcomic.
Yeah.
That's been coming out weekly for a bit. It's a really quick catch-up. You'll go through, you'll buzz through. They're publishing a page every week or so.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely go check out the Demon Hunters webcomic.
Yeah,
we'll link to it. Well, Seth will link to it in the notes for this, I'm sure. But you can get to it on Facebook and all sorts of stuff.
Linkmaster General will be on top of that shit.
I don't know how to salute a Linkmaster General. British.
Benny Hill.
Yeah. don't do that.
No,
that's no. Now, were you doing the Scroob or were you doing the Frankenstein?
I was doing the Doctor Strangelove.
Oh, of course you were. Yeah. Well, the Roman.
Line up!
Yeah. Just remember, we used to do the Roman salute to the flag.
So, we did.
Yeah, that was.
Now it's this.
Yeah. I wonder why.
Huh. Way to go, Adolf. And taking the swastika from the Buddhists. Was it the Buddhists or was it another?
Buddhists.
Okay. It was a religious symbol.
It was.
It goes the other way.
So Don is saying, you can talk about retooling Sam Hell if you want, which that would be in your court. And yes, also House Rules is another thing.
Yes.
Happening. So we've got a lot of stuff coming out.
Yeah. And I would love to talk about the retooling of Sam Hell, but I don't know what we're doing, Don. I don't know why I'm looking at my microphone right now, because that's not helping. But
well, I shouldn't. I did put a little fedora on it.
So. You did?
Yeah, it helps.
And so. Silent Jim is skinny and very stopping now. Just stopping now, walking away.
Yeah, you should. You should do that. So, yeah, jump on the Book of Face.
Yep.
Which, sadly,
hey,
little Andy Light...
Nice segue.
Nice segue.
Let's talk about the fact that you're no longer really...
Yeah, just like people say to Job, nice segue.
Yeah.
I am only on Facebook about 3 seconds a week to check my little, you know, check my band, my bar for chats or whatnot, and yep. to share, like today, mm-hmm. to share the Bardcast. Yeah. I am so sick of that website. I am so sick of looking at people in these black and white terms that you start seeing people in when yep. when you use social media. People that are good people, but suddenly you feel like you're on a team against them. So, and I mean, all we are is a gigantic pool of ad targets anyway. So
yeah.
I'm just fuck it, and nothing's getting shown to people either.
No,
when you share, their new sharing algorithm is garbage. So I am now Facebook free, Facebook as Facebook free as you can be.
Facebook Lite.
Facebook Lite for 2 weeks. I believe it's been since I've actually sat down and spent more than half a minute on the site. So mm-hmm.
I've been doing it on my phone, like you said, you know, using the Messenger app for people that message me on that and checking things here and there. But yeah, I have been light and I'm not on the Twitter because I still don't understand that yet. But maybe someday you'll teach me.
Well, Twitter, understand the Twitter. So our dear friend Tyler J. Hill.
Mm.
Gave me the best summary of what Twitter is, if you're trying to explain to someone who doesn't know. Twitter is standing in a crowded room while two celebrities talk to each other and pretending you're part of the conversation. And that's pretty accurate. So
yeah, ish, but I mean, it's like, you know, Don tweeted this out, and I just don't think to tweet this out. I don't think to...
Oh, right. I see what you're saying.
Make comments.
I'm just trying to explain what the entire sort of idiom of Twitter is.
Yeah.
Yeah, like for personal, you know, it's... Essentially, it is connectionless communication to people.
Yeah.
It's a UDP packet of information, usually about whatever you're eating, that goes out, and most people don't see it.
Or what you're... leaving behind after mm-hmm. eating.
We also have... Okay, so Don has no clue what you're talking about then, about not being able to talk about. Don, we were talking about not knowing if we could talk about the system for the game, you know, what it's based on. We just don't know what's fair game until it launches. So there's right. that. Connor Marks brings up that the swastika was Hindu.
Ah, yes. That's so, thank you.
And Brian, wow, we've got a Brian Schmidt and a Brian Lewis on the chat.
Wow.
So one
two
asks,
places at once.
One asks, are you guys going to be on the Demon Hunters RPG on October 5th? I plan on being there.
5th. What's the day? That's
October 5th? Probably
Sunday.
A Monday? Sunday?
Well, I hope it's the 6th then.
Okay.
Because Monday I will be camping. Mm. It's the annual fishing trip.
Okay. Well, I will probably be there.
Yeah, I would. I will. If I am home, I will be there.
Mm. And lastly, we are asked: UFOs, are they real? Do you have any experience? Well, a UFO by definition is anything you can't identify in the sky. So yes.
Yes.
And yes, I've seen things in the sky I cannot identify. More often than not, it's Venus. Sometimes it's I've seen helicopters. I don't know what the hell that is.
Yeah.
Once in the, I think it was like 1996, I was sitting in a classroom, in a college classroom, and something flew overhead that was so freaking loud, 3 desks fell over, and one of the windows rattled to the point where it almost shattered.
That was a stealth bomber.
Probably. It was in Spokane, which we have Fairchild Air Force Base over there.
Yep.
So something flew over, and I couldn't identify that, but it was terrifying.
My experience with UFOs is Foo Fighters.
Oh, yeah, those guys.
Love them.
And October 6th is the...
Okay, yeah. Then I think I will be here, and I think I will be playing.
Yeah, and we can totally talk about the RPG. So it'll be using the Fate system, Fate Core, which is a much simplified, easy-to-jump-into,
mm-hmm.
story-based... Like, I love storytelling RPGs. I love them. This is your yes and RPG, not your no but. Right. This is, I love RPGs where, that are essentially like improv based, like mm-hmm. where the sort of the more shit you can get into, the more fun it is to play, and where bad rolls are just as fun as good rolls.
And it's kind of like Frackin' Epic.
It is kind of like Frackin'
Epic. Only a little more complex.
Yes, it is a little more complex. You can't play it in a car in your head, probably.
No.
But, yeah, it looks very, very cool. Did I already say October 6th, they confirmed?
Yes.
Yes, so we're good there. And Brian Lewis asks, when will Tyler J. Hill be on your show? It's probably... Okay.
There's when we get a mic stand that can reach him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we can put it down in the lower floor and just...
Oh, true. Yeah. 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 We could do that.
So just put him in the lower floor.
Right. And then just dangle the mic down.
Yeah, that would be good.
That might work.
Yeah, maybe. But we actually have a secret project Tyler is working on with me. So we can't talk about it. It's all secret projects right now, man.
It is.
Because there's so many. There are so lots of.
Yeah.
.com.
I'll be right back.
Oh, okay. So that's the situation there. I would like to potentially get him on, provided we can pre-screen all of the Glitch Season 2 questions, because I have a feeling that's going to be 100% of what we end up talking about. And as Don points out, it is not the Fate Core system. It is based on the Fate Core system, which I'm sorry, I thought that I'd made that clear, but it based on... not directly a part of. And lastly, we don't have any new questions coming in on that, but again, yes, October 6th. Please tune in to the live stream of the Demon Hunters RPG. We will hopefully be there, be having a lot of fun, and hopefully Scott comes back, because this is just one bard on a mic here. Okay, good. Thank you. So, did you catch all that, though?
I didn't catch any of it.
Perfect. Move on.
Okay.
It's based on Fate Core. It is not actually Fate Core.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Cool. We talked about all three of those things.
Yeah, yeah.
Do we want to talk about the question of the day?
The question of the day or the... Yeah, I guess we can talk about the question of the day. So... I've been watching some TV shows
mm-hmm.
on the TV type. Well, not really on the TV, on Hulu.
Oh, okay.
Which is what the TV is to me now.
Right.
I don't really understand the over-the-air stuff anymore.
But it has the ads.
It has ads.
Now, if you have the Hulu Plus, does it have ads?
Yes. Because it's just having Hulu Plus is just like having an on-demand cable channel. You're still going to have ads. Like, okay. People complain about it, but it never clicked with me why they would complain, because you go to Comedy Central, they still have ads. You are paying for that. They still have ads. It's more like a super cheap basic cable service than anything. If you think about it like that, the ads don't matter so much.
Oh, okay.
Because they still have to pay the same stuff that a channel would have to pay in terms of licensing and everything.
But then it's not just the current stuff. If you pay, you can go and see seasons 1, 2, and 3 if this is season 4
or whatever. And certain things, if they're licensed correctly, you don't get ads on. So, like, I think it was... South Park. If you watch South Park up to season 9 or something like that, there were no ads.
Oh.
Because they were already on like Netflix, so there's a competitive thing.
So is it like $7-$10 a month thing?
It's like $8 a month, yeah.
Oh. Well, maybe so, I'll do that.
Yeah, it's better than...
'Cause then I can get the regular ABC, mm-hmm. HBO.
Yeah, the only thing is certain things you still have to watch on the web, which is weird.
Hmm.
Like Z Nation's a good example. Z Nation is available on Hulu, but you have to watch it on the web. You can't watch it on like Xbox or PlayStation or whatever.
Weird.
Yeah, I don't know. Viacom maybe? Seems like probably one of their wonky things. But anyway, so I was watching, first of all, two things. Watching ads, and I saw Curtis pop up on an ad for...
Eastwood?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's this weird ad where he's got like super long arms at the end. It's weird as hell, but there he was. Yeah, it was a local ad, I'm sure. Couldn't tell you. insurance, maybe? A fair? I don't know.
Oh, okay.
And then saw another ad that made me question us as a society. There is now a bacon cheddar stuffed crust Pizza Hut pizza. And it seems to me
We should have had that and discussed it while we were eating it today.
No, I don't eat on the podcast. But
oh, but I do.
Oh, right, exactly. So you could have eaten it.
I could have eaten it.
Like, you get mad at stem cell research, but this exists.
But this exists, yeah.
You know, it's a scary time.
And is it bacon cheddar stuffed crust pizza, or is it bacon flavored particulate in a cheddar like colored cheese ish sauce?
Oh, I'll let you take a guess on that. It's Pizza Hut, dude.
Because
they're not going to Wisconsin and like smoking some Applewood bacon. You know, yeah. They're mixing vial A with sludge B.
Yes.
And calling it bacon cheddar.
Because at least Domino's went back to the kitchen to actually put things together that, you know, are actually what they say. But at the same time, I'm hoping that Papa Murphy's will do something like that. Because at least I know it'll be fresh. It'll be
real food.
Real food.
Yeah.
And...
Right.
It really sounds good, actually.
Dude, just like, what toppings do you even get at that point? Like, I mean, it seems to me like you could make, like, that's the best troll you could do for a vegetarian pizza is get a bacon cheddar stuffed crust vegetarian pie.
Or like a chicken.
Chicken,
bacon, garlic, chicken? Eggplant.
Like a carbonara.
Yeah.
Like a carbonara pizza. Yeah. I don't know. I still think I think they're
bacon and pepperoni, bacon and cheddar stuffed crust pizza.
I think this is going to lead to at some point Charlton Heston on a beach screaming, "You did it!" I just, it's not.
Yeah,
it is not natural.
It's how the Roman Empire fell.
the bacon cheddar, stuffed crust.
Yeah.
While you're fiddling with your remote,
I've been watching Cosmos.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
They talk about the bacon cheddar stuffed crust on Cosmos?
Yeah, that and lead. Okay. Those two things led
to the two densest things
led to the demise of...
Yeah. Well, I heard you sprinkle a little bacon cheddar in your wine to sweeten it.
Yeah.
And you'd line your aqueducts with that slurry of bacon cheddarness.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And they didn't care because, you know, it was the little people.
Someone saw your Firefly game.
Oh, yes.
You might have a B&E tonight.
Still on its peck. From Brazil.
No, it's Alexis.
No.
Santos, who might also be from Brazil. I don't know. I'm not going to make that assumption. So Seth asks if we can talk about ZoeCon 2014. Way to spoil it, Seth. Yes, of course we can talk about ZoeCon 2014.
Really? When we're into an hour of the podcast and haven't mentioned it. We don't...
So ZoeCon 2014... likely to be, I mean, do we call it our second ZoeCon or do we call it, because is the first one beta? Is this like ZoeCon?
I think the first one's got to be beta because that was kind of...
Yeah, it wasn't really a con. It was a film set where a con broke out.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a...
I think this is the first one.
The con was more like the mono of the whole situation. Like, oh shit, a bunch of people got the con.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it was a little bit like that.
So, yes, ZoeCon 2014. Go to zoecon.net. You can still buy tickets. You can get your hotel room information there. And please, 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 the way we're able to pay for this is by renting out hotel rooms for the two nights of the con. We are planning currently a bunch of fun stuff. I know that we have a couple of things that have solidified a little bit. Matt Vansel will be running a writing workshop.
Nice.
Potentially even a writing workshop for kids, depending on how many kids we get worked in. There was discussion of a certain person running an acting workshop.
Cool.
It's you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I was not able to be at that meeting.
No, you weren't
able
to.
I would love to do
that. We figured
you'd
enjoy it.
Yeah.
It seems like the kind of thing you'd like. We've got screenings. Hopefully screenings of like new or... we're not going to have anything new then. We might have a couple of... What? What do you want to screen?
I wonder if we could... No, I was thinking about gaming, because we'll have gaming there.
Yes.
We'll be running gaming, and I'm wondering if we could do some DH
Don, would you like
to COT
who
pre-viz gaming ish stuff?
Well, that would be a Don question, and luckily he's online.
And he's online, so maybe we'll have that.
Yeah,
that
would be great.
Would be awesome.
So yeah, the venue is locked in.
Mm-hmm.
The only questions we have now are if we can break even on this.
Yep.
We can do it again next year.
Yes, we can.
If we don't break even, we're probably not going to be able to do this again.
No. Nope.
But we're not planning on making money off of it.
No.
This isn't a business. This is for fans. This is for us. This is to get us all together. We're also planning on doing possibly two events at AFK between now and ZoeCon.
Nice.
So if you're local or if you're visiting the town and you want to check out AFK Renton, keep your eyes peeled on their Facebook page and on their calendar. Because there's a good chance we're going to be doing a couple of things there as well.
Cool.
So
now I will say that I went online because I was just snooping around for the ZoeCon stuff, and I noticed that for the 2 days, it's two nights. So is it 3 days?
It's Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday morning.
Okay, so 2.5 days is $40,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was another little thing mm-hmm. where it was for $100. Help us drive this baby home.
Yep.
It sold out.
Yep.
So I don't know how many of those were available.
The VIPs? Yeah, yeah. I don't know either.
But those are already gone.
Yep.
And did I see that we're limiting it to...
We are not limiting it in terms of the number of people who can buy tickets currently. If we get to a certain point, we will get more room. So if we get to a certain point, we will open up 3 more conference rooms.
Right.
So we'll unlock 3 conference rooms. If we go beyond, I think it's around the 400, 500 range, then we'll have to cap it.
Okay, because I thought I saw somewhere, just for anyone playing at home, paying attention, that might have something to do with this, because I've sort of been out of the loop.
Mm-hmm.
I saw somewhere where it said 300.
300 with the current occupancy of the rooms.
Okay.
But if we go over 300,
good.
That unlocks us opening up a new set of three conference rooms.
Okay. Okay.
Which allows us to have more stuff.
More too. Stuff, right.
So it's 300 air quotes, but I think 500 is probably our hard limit, though.
Yeah.
And I don't see us hitting 500, to be honest, in a second year of this, but it'd be awesome. So. Don does confirm, yes, in fact, Demon Hunters. A
Sweet.
Comedy of terrors. Not terriers, sadly.
No,
was a little disappointed.
I wanted a comedy of pooches.
But. Yeah, I did. I was thinking like maybe, you know, the Odd Couple, a terrier and a corgi trying to live together.
Yeah.
You know, the terrier's the dirty one, because you can just see a terrier smoking a stogie.
Yeah. Or if you really want to go like a Danny DeVito, Arnold Schwarzenegger, you could go with the Chihuahua and the St. Bernard.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that would just be
litter
catastrophic.
It's not. They're not cats. They're not cats.
Catastrophic.
They're dogs.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I tried to make something punny, and I'm not really good at that.
Oh boy, fucking twins. That was it. I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked it. It was a good movie. Well, it wasn't a good movie.
No,
it was certainly a movie.
It was a fun. It was good time movie.
So we also have a viewer from Argentina.
Woo!
What?
Woo!
Hello.
We are breaking past the fjord states.
Yes.
And moving to the
it's better
more
timing.
Tropical climate.
It's better timing for the
yes.
South American audience.
Yeah, we're sub-equator now.
I know.
Which is awesome.
We're also sub-Ecuador.
Wow.
I know.
I just want a sub. I'm really hungry.
Gross. You want two sub? Or
no, I want a sub.
Okay.
Submarine sandwich.
Oh, okay.
A hoagie.
This isn't a grinder.
This
quest.
Isn't no.
Okay,
this
gotcha.
This isn't a gimp ball gag sub.
You're not even into. You're not into graphic design on Linux.
No, I'm not.
That's just silly.
True.
So, my battery's running low. No.
What?
Well, so this isn't pulling enough charge off of it. Long story. Anyway,
okay.
I forgot to charge my little tablet before I came over.
Oh.
It charges very slowly.
Do you need a...
I'm already plugged into the hub, but it's fine. It's fine.
Okay.
If we lose you guys, we'll tell you, and we won't be able to answer any more questions off of the live stream, so get them in now. Speaking of questions, should we move on to those? Or do we have more to talk about?
No, we can move on to the questions.
All right, let's move on to the questions. I don't know. I haven't seen any new movies lately.
No. Nope.
I did see, I finally saw Days of Future Past.
I haven't.
It was good. Okay, yeah. Ian, that's the end of that discussion.
I finally did it.
Yeah, what'd you do?
I bought a geeky t-shirt. I have been very fortunate.
Mm-hmm.
Some people give me very cool things. And some people design some very cool geeky t-shirts.
We have a lot of people who design very cool, and some of them are watching.
Yes, and yeah. I have been a recipient acquired. Of those, yeah. But I've never found one that I was just like, must have. And I got, now I can't remember the title, I believe it's Guardians of the Force, where Han Solo is Rocket.
Oh my god.
Chewbacca
is Groot.
Is Groot. And the Falcon's behind them.
The
And I was like, I have to. And I saw it and bought it. And yeah, I'm tickled. I can't wait till it gets
also
here.
Also in the style of Calvin and Hobbes. No, that would be too much. It is? Oh, okay.
Ish.
Well, okay.
I mean, it's Chewbacca is cool. Groot drawn by, yeah. Keep pinning the thing.
I do have one pop culture thing I was going to talk about. I finally watched American Horror Story Season 1.
Oh, you pushed through it.
Oh, God. It was terrible. And awful. And horrible. Yeah. Oh, Paula Moran also really quick asks if the masks fit. Trin still has them. We have not had a chance to talk to her yet. We've all been too busy. So,
and she's been on vacation.
And she's been on vacation. So hopefully we will be able to get those, because I'm telling you, we're going to wear them through our next video cast if we have them. So when we have them, we're wearing them through the entire video cast. It's going to be creepy Vanilla Sky time.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I haven't even seen pictures of these things yet. So,
so American Horror Story. Here's, in a nutshell, what I think American Horror Story is. American Horror Story is a bunch of people who make TV for a living getting together and saying, let's try some shit. We'll make a loose, and when I say loose, I mean loose thread for a plot line. And then just every week we'll do something new. We'll try some shit. We'll do like an urban legend or whatever, X-Files style. Fucking did not work for me. I'm not saying it's terrible, though. Anything that makes you actually hate Dylan McDermott's pretty bad.
Go through season two.
Season two, I'm already liking.
Yeah, okay.
I'm already liking.
Okay, so you pushed.
It's still wonky. It's still weird. Nothing holds together episode to episode.
Right.
Very well. But, dude, Cromwell. I mean, what are you going to do?
I know.
And Jessica Lange's character in it is fucking, she's a powerhouse.
Yeah.
Well, she was a powerhouse in the first season, too.
I'm excited for season three.
Yes. When it comes
with
to Netflix.
Kathy Bates and her and, why can't I think of the black actress? You should, Cicely Tyson? No.
That's a black actress.
Is it? I know, but is it her? Anyway, she's awesome. But the new one.
You should just take that thing off of your microphone. You keep hitting it.
Carnival Clowns.
Oh, fuck that.
It looks creepy.
Wow.
Really dirty, grimy.
What's the opposite of a fetish? Because that's mine.
Yeah.
That's mine to that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, the main takeaway I had from the whole thing, first of all, everything's telegraphed early on. I don't want to ruin anything for anyone, but the moment I saw the kid, I was like, oh, I know exactly what his deal is.
Yeah.
He's dressed exactly from a time period, and that doesn't make any sense. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like some of the other major reveals, you just know them right away.
Yeah.
But
it is beautiful.
It is. The director of photography, like, there was a lot of motion without reason. And that bothered me a lot.
Oh, really?
In the first season.
Okay.
First season specifically, we had a lot of rack focus for no reason in jump cuts.
Yeah.
Jump cut rack, jump cut rack, jump cut rack. It was weird. Dutch tilt everywhere, not just to give it... Like, Kubrick was a master of the fucking Dutch tilt.
Yeah.
But he did it when something was askew. See how that works out? And it did a really good job of telling the audience member that something's not right.
Mm-hmm.
In this show, it's just all over the place.
Yeah.
Stylistically. So I think it was a bunch of people learning how to do things or trying out new things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hate it as much as it sounds like I hate it. I just didn't like it very much.
Yeah.
So we have some new questions coming in. So Michael Perdue, hello. Welcome.
Hey, buddy.
We've got... Oh, Brian Lewis asks, hey, did you ever see Carnival, the HBO series?
I have not, but I want to.
Yeah, a friend of mine, Blake, he goes by Blake Shields. His real name is Blake Abramowitz, is in that. So I should see it.
Yeah. I want to.
Yeah.
It's one of those that's like Deadwood, which yep. I heard somewhere backstage while I was talking to Mike Dooley, who we might have on this podcast, was saying that they might be bringing Deadwood back.
Really?
Which would be really awesome.
But like in the future.
I don't know.
How cool would that be?
I don't care. I just want Ian McShane
Deadwood
back.
30-35. I would watch Swingin the fucking kill. Hell out of Deadwood 30-35. Oh. Like a Firefly Deadwood crossover.
Fucking Ian McShane.
Ian McShane, man.
Oh.
Is he a knight? Is he a Sir Ian McShane?
He's Australian.
Then he's not.
Nope.
Because you can't own land. You can be an honorary knight.
Oh, my God.
Whatever, the KM, I don't know. There's
And Timothy Oliphant. I mean, I just, oh, my. And oh.
Man, I just, I want to go to a party with him just so I can talk about the Oliphant in the room.
Oh, what was he in?
I'll leave.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Who was the guy? He was a bad guy in Longmire. He was Swingen's, right-hand man guy. Oh, he's a wonderful actor, and I saw him in something, and I was like, oh, I did watch a movie that we didn't talk about, Draft Day. If anyone likes sports ball at all, go watch Draft Day. It's amazing. It's Kevin Costner,
right.
It's one day when they're doing the draft. It's fictitious. Mm-hmm. They paint the Seahawks as assholes. It's fine. I started to get pissed off at that. I was like, no, this is okay.
I don't know what that colloquialism
and
means.
And it goes with the Browns because he's drafted.
Is that what color they painted their assholes?
No.
I don't understand.
The Cleveland Browns. Okay. So he's drafting for them, and you see the things that go on behind the scenes with draft picks, and it is, it was so good. But the guy that I'm referencing, whose name I can't remember, but I said... He was in Deadwood, and he was, and he's all shaved up, short hair, and
so he's
he
in
plays a security guy. Gotcha. He's just got this attitude that it doesn't matter who he is, what character he plays. Mm-hmm. It's just got that little bit of, I don't suffer assholes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's just one of those little things that he could be playing the prince and the pauper, and he would say something, and it would just have that little glint of, and I find it.
I'm gonna plug this in. You keep talking about that.
Oh, I just find it to be awesome and amazing, and I have it going straight into the computer. If you want to use that,
I don't think that's gonna have enough power to charge it.
Really, even if you put it in an SS?
No.
Oh, okay. So anyway, yeah, I really wish I could remember that actor's name. So maybe, Seth, if you can look at that, it would be a guy who was in Longmire, which is also another good show with Lou Diamond Phillips. Who knew?
Hey, Lou Diamond Phillips had good shows, man.
Yeah, he did. La Bamba.
Yep.
Yeah, if you haven't checked out Longmire, that's another one. Good one with Katie Sackhoff, for those who... don't mind the fact that she was Starbuck and can't see past the fact that she was a female Starbuck in BSG. She's really good in this one, too.
In fairness, Face played the first Starbuck, so it was still a female Starbuck. I'm just kidding.
Point taken, yeah.
It's fucking Face, man. What are you going to do?
It is.
I did
still
love,
had the same hair in both shows,
same
too.
Hair in both shows. And the intro to the A-Team had a Cylon walking by him. And he looked at it, remember?
Yep.
That was great. That was
That
was one of the first meta jokes I ever remember seeing.
Yeah.
Because they were at the fucking
Universal Studios.
Yeah, and then and Hannibal dressed up as Godzilla.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was pretty funny. Brian Lewis, or Brian to the Lewis.
To the Lewis.
As it were. Also asks, what other kinds of ZoeCon panels would you be interested in doing? And then he gives some... Evolution, sorry homeschoolers, What's in My Mouth, or Perfect Pratfall 101. Though it looks like there's Yeah, I don't know. Perfect pratfall seems.
Like, is he asking what I would want to do, or what do we want to see at Zoe? I'm confused.
I say what we do is, hey, Bard Kateers, get on the Twitters, and send us, you know, be sure to tag Zombie Orpheus in this, but you know, get on there, tag us, tell us what you want to see at ZoeCon in terms of panels.
Yeah.
Or jump on Facebook where there's a list of a bunch of panel ideas and vote.
Yeah.
Get in there and let us know, because this isn't about what we want to put on as much as it is about what you want to see.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, if you want us to sit up there and tell stories for 4 hours, that's what we'll do. It'll be the easiest panel ever, because we have at least 4 hours worth of stories to tell.
And Connor Marks tells us to go see Pride. But I'm a little prejudiced, so.
Is it about lions?
I don't
know. Because I do not like the Lions.
You don't like it?
They're an awful football team.
Oh, Jesus.
And there's a lot of cats. Tigers, Lions,
hey.
Bengals, Panthers.
One thing I have to say is if you live in Detroit, you know how to run.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, hey. I couldn't remember where the Lions were from. Look at that.
Oh,
the football ball's infecting you.
I'm definitely, my balls are infected. That is true.
So we go to these
questions.
The questions,
man. Come okay. on. All right.
Okay. So Tom Brophy writes in, "Hey Scott, can't wait to hear what you have in store for when acting training resumes. Can you give us a hint?" Yes, it will be acting training, Tom. This is not the appropriate forum for me to be talking about my acting class, because you're the only one from acting class who listens.
Well, wait. Now, do you run your acting class Miyagi style, where you're like, hey, mop the floor, and then, like, slip and fall, and that's how you do, you know?
For Tom, yes.
It is now, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Tom, pay my bills.
Yeah.
No, trust me, it's important.
It's important.
You have to know pain.
Yeah.
You need to know that financial pain of a working mother who can't make ends meet. Pay my fucking bills, Tom Brophy.
Yes.
Now.
Because he does have a good job at Groupon. But.
Yeah, that's true.
So the hint will be more of the same. But really, what it comes down to is we need to grow the base of those participating so that we can continue to have class.
Right.
Because I started having the class, and three of us who are currently in the class, and one person who wants to take the class, and a second person who said that she would take the class, Trin Miller, were all in a movie.
Right.
Actually, two different movies.
Right.
And then people got cast in stage plays, and so we haven't been able to have class because everybody's working, so I got to grow the class base. So that's the big hint.
Yep.
Is
share it.
The class, we need to... Acting for actors. Tweeting and Facebooking.
Yeah. I was going to make a joke about you not having class, but I just figured that's having sex with a dead horse or whatever that... I don't know.
Beating a dead horse?
What was the colloquialism you said? That's painting the asshole of something? It's painting the asshole of a dead horse.
No, you came up with painting the asshole for the Cleveland Browns.
Okay. Oh, was it pain in the asshole that you said?
Yes.
I heard painting the asshole. I'm like, is that like a tennis term? Like painting the line?
Oh, okay. No. Now I know what I said. They're painting the Seahawks as assholes.
Oh.
In the movie.
I thought this was some saying that I just never heard. That was like some Scott-ism.
Yeah,
like,
don't get caught painting your asshole. Because when that dries, whoo, that's going to hurt.
That one's a pucker tucker right there. Whoo. It's like
not
so you can go around
and... what that feels like.
Go around stamping starfish. Gross.
Chocolate flavored water.
What's the next question?
Limp Bizkit. Dennis Nickel writes in.
Of course he does.
Can one or both of you perform one of the audition monologues from the... Pollinators.
Pollinator, yeah.
Yes, the Pollinator, because otherwise it sounds like she's a bumblebee. She's a pollinator. From the Pollinator's questions last week, as in right now. Now!
No, it's now.
Now.
Yeah, that's how...
Okay.
That's his thing. I don't think I really want to do a monologue right now.
More than I have said, loving gentlemen, the leisure and enforcement of the time forbids to dwell upon, yet remember this. God and our good cause fight upon our side. The prayers of holy saints and wronged souls, like high-reared bulwarks, stand before our faces. Richard, accept, those whom we fight against would rather have us win than him they follow. For what is he they follow? Truly, gentlemen, a bloody tyrant and a homicide, one raised in blood and one in blood established, one that hath made means to come by what he has and slaughter those that were the means to help him. A base, foul stone made precious by the foil of England's chair where he is falsely set, one that hath ever been God's enemy.
See,
I wasn't going full out.
No, that's what I'm saying.
4 weeks of stage performance, but I...
That's what I'm saying. It's like, it's that's my... You see, if you want to see us do a monologue, Dennis Nickel, if you want to see us do a monologue, you invite us over, you feed us.
You feed us at least.
Yeah. You get a little kind of circle of chairs set up, and we do a fucking monologue.
And you put a hat out there hat for people out, to put money in.
Or just give us a hat. That'd be fine. I'll take a hat.
Yeah, I'll take a hat.
Yeah. So, I'm not doing one.
Okay.
Because I only have tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow memorized, and that's the most boring fucking monologue ever. And it's just because it's all pauses, man. That whole monologue is about the pauses.
Yeah.
So.
I could do all my monologues from Middletown and bore everyone to tears.
That's, I don't want 3 pages of monologuing.
Andy gets whatever Andy wants. Whatever.
We all know that's not true, Scott.
Do we have other questions, or do I keep going?
Keep going. We don't have any more questions on them.
Paula Moran writes in this week, do you guys like Renaissance festivals, and do you have any good stories from them? Yes and yes.
Yes and yes. Also.
Dennis Nickel writes, do we want to talk about it? Can we talk about any of your stories?
Well, the problem with Renaissance festivals... I was underage when I was in my first Renaissance Festival, as were most of the people that I was with. So I can't, like, name names, that's for sure. But I do enjoy them, acting in them. I don't enjoy going to them very much.
Really?
I prefer going to, like, SCA events, where it's not just one giant ticket sale kind of thing. SCA events are, like, usually free or just or covering the venue. And then you go in and everybody's part of it. Like 100%. It's not like tourists walking through.
Gotcha.
Renaissance festivals are definitely like, hey, it's $20 to get in the door, and then it's $5 for a like plate of rice and $10 for a turkey leg, and you want to drink this cider out of a horn? Herpeter, you know?
Yeah.
So that being said, they're also fully scripted, or fully outlined at least.
Yeah.
So you've got a bunch of stuff you have to do during the day when you work one.
Were you ever the pickle man?
Every fucking day. No, I was the rat catcher.
Molly
Shrewberry. And it was Spokane.
Mm-hmm.
And it was August.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to do live action chess at one point.
Yep.
And they laid down black bricks. And I ended up on black. And that was hot.
Yeah.
In our little thin leather Renaissance shoes.
Mm-hmm.
What killed me is there was a kid there who was playing a thief, just a little pauper. He was barefoot. And he fucking just like did it. Just did it. Yeah. I mean, it hurt. Like, it sucked. Oh, but yeah. We all did it.
Yeah.
It was one of the most physical things I'd ever done. I did a lot of, because I was comedy. I mean, whenever you're comedy at a Renaissance fair, you take a lot more damage.
Oh, yeah.
You're constantly falling, getting hit by people, getting thrown down. All sorts of stuff. So,
hello, I'm a bard.
Exactly. So you've got the tin cans on the horses. They have the joust, and that's it. Mm-hmm. That's like their big thing. They get hit. They're very well padded. I mean, it still fucking hurts.
Yeah.
It's still dangerous. But I'm jumping 5-foot fences and pratfalling on the other side. I'm doing, you know, just constant chases of people. I had an actual live rat that I carried around, so that was fun. Anyway, a lot of fun. The best story, I guess, from this is that we would break every night. This was like a 3 or 4 week festival. We'd break every night on Fridays. Sorry, we'd break every Friday night, I should say. Mm-hmm. And we'd go to the Garland, which is a theater in Spokane. and they do dollar movies. So we'd go watch movies, and we would have soft drinks because we were not 21, so they were soft drinks in the back of this truck on our way to watch this fucking movie, because it was, you know, the 90s and you could still sit in the back of a truck and drive around. So the problem was, you have a group of people going in to see a movie, all stuck in accents. And you know how that goes.
Oh, yeah.
So we were all stuck in accents. So we have to do the pickup truck thing. You know, the dog is in the pickup truck. The bear is in the pickup truck. The dog drank the beer. Shoot the dog. You do this thing over and over again with this hick accent, and it gets you out of your British accent. Well, it works very well for high British.
Mm-hmm.
It works fairly well for Scottish. It sucks for Cockney.
Yeah.
So all of us comic relief peasant folks, we were just fucked. We were like stuck in our accents all, you know, until the next day when we needed to get back into them, and then they were gone.
Yep.
But that was a lot of fun, just going in and into a movie theater and being like, oh, no one take it for me, scratching yourself and, you know.
I have never performed in one.
It's fun. I'd recommend it. They pay too.
Yeah, it's not my bag for performing in one. But yeah, I have gone to the one that used to be in Purdy and is now Bonnie Lake, I think, because they moved. And I've really enjoyed that one. I've been to the Scottish Festival finally in Enumclaw, and yeah, I kind of like them. The Purdy one isn't too. It wasn't. Last time I went, wasn't too expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been to the new venue in Bonnie Lake, so it's been 4 years or something. But, yeah, I like them for a good day. Go around. The only story that I have that's not tragically involving my ex-wife is when I got heat stroke. That was a good time. That was... Yeah.
I thought you weren't getting stroke. That was the problem.
No, no, no. That was the ex-wife.
Gotcha.
Dennis Nickel writes, are either of you guys going to see Neil deGrasse Tyson at the Paramount tomorrow?
No, Dennis, we're not.
Might be another chance this week to ask him on the podcast. Sure would be if I had tickets that didn't sell out like the day they went on sale.
Yeah, well,
6 months ago.
And I don't have a chance. I don't know what my work schedule is from day to day. Like, yeah. I literally do not know what time I will be getting out of work tomorrow, so I can't buy tickets for stuff like that. Which is sad, because I would love to go see him.
Oh gosh, yes.
But thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, painful. thanks for painful.
But Neil deGrasse Tyson,
if you're listening
and you're in town, we know you are.
We would love to have a different day podcast that it doesn't matter. Andy will take the time off of
work.
Yeah,
I don't care. I will make that happen.
I will make that happen on my end as well.
I just want to
talk. And we'll turn the AC on.
No.
Which it lasted for an hour. That was pretty good.
It did. That was pretty good.
We sub-chilled the room.
Why are we... It's what day is it now?
September 14th.
And we're AC still?
Yeah.
There's no frost on the pumpkins?
85 degrees. Global warming ain't happening. Neil deGrasse Tyson, come on and help us explain.
Please explain
why
how extreme weather is the result of us using this air conditioner in this room, actually, quite frankly.